celebration begins this evening with the grand entrance procession to Centennial Hall in Juneau. The four-day cultural event of Southeast Alaska Natives includes 50 dance groups. Among them is All Nations Children's Dance Group of Juneau. The group formed in 1995 and has 80 members. KTOO's Scott Burton attended a recent practice and brings us this story.
It's a Thursday evening, and some 50 kids and teenagers dance their way through the Tlingit Haida Community Center near Salmon Creek. Group founder and leader Vicky Soboloff walks up and down the line giving instructions. Soboloff says she and the group have come a long way since the first practice in 1995.
There were 12 children here, and there was, you know, a group of their parents and maybe grandparents and aunts and uncles, but all those children were looking at me, and I was terrified. And we didn't start out singing Tlingit songs. We actually started out singing This Old Man. You know, I was just trying to get them to sing. And plus, I was nervous.
At this practice, they sing numerous Alaska Native songs, and Soboloff says they're instruments for learning.
Knowledge of your Native culture and involvement in Native song and dance and language really helps you with your sense of self and belonging to your tribe, your clan. I believe it's really important for Native children to know who they are, where they came from, what their tribal clan is.
Okay, so do you know your Tlingit name?
Yes.
What is it?
Gujish Tla.
Gujish Tla. Gujish Tla.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to record it for you.
One of Soboloff's early dancers is now a teacher. Barbara Dude joined the group when she was 7, and now, at 26, she's an assistant group leader. Right now, she's helping 15-year-old Allison Ford with her Tlingit introduction, just like Soboloff helped her.
Allison Ford, you could do a sock. Raven or eagle?
Raven, beaver.
Deshitan?
Yes.
Yesh na chet siti, deshitan aya chet gunas tish. That's your introduction. That's what you need to say at celebration, okay?
Among other things, Dude says she gained language skills, self-esteem, and public speaking skills. But the most important lessons were about something more. She says the group's goal to help engender identity worked.
When I started the group when I was 7, I didn't know that I was Tlingit. And so the group has really helped me gain a sense of pride in who I am. And now I'm able to share that with my children who have known they were Tlingit since they were born.
Dude is excited for celebration, especially the grand entrance.
We all dance in together, and ahead of us are dancers from another group, and behind us are dancers from another group, and we're dancing across stage, and each person gets their chance to go across stage and really dance their hardest.
She says watching the kids at celebration performances is the best part.
Because they feel it, because everyone around them is feeling it with them. How powerful it is to watch them be immersed in the culture and the language. It's beautiful. Sorry. It's beautiful.
The All Nations Children's Dance Group is true to its name and is open to children of all races and ages until high school graduation. Then Soboloff and Dude hope they'll join an adult group or stick around to help children learn language, song, dance, and especially cultural identity and pride. I'm Scott Burton.